Yeah, it's not on the side.
Okay, ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sunshine notice, Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. Board of Commissioners, public meeting agenda for Tuesday, March 4, 2025. The time is now 7:04. Pursuant to the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in the November 21st, 2024 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Commissioner Evans?
Here.
Commissioner Tucci?
Here.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Here.
Commissioner Petracco?
Here.
Mayor Kelly?
Present.
All present, Mayor.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Minutes, please.
We have, thank you, Mayor. We have Board of Commissioner meeting minutes for February 4th, 2025.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Stand.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
That's it for minutes.
We have a, no communications, no executive session minutes. We do have a couple proclamations on for this evening, and I think it would be appropriate to take them now at this time. The first one we have on for this evening is jointly proclaimed by not only all the board, but especially by myself and Commissioner Petracco, is Black Balloon Day. And I guess what I'll do is I'll read the proclamation because it kind of explains what Black Balloon Day is, and then I'll say some comments. I'll let anyone else on the board say some comments, and I'll turn it over to Sharon Baza, who's our director of our Addiction Resource and Recovery Center. Do you want to read any part of it?
No, you can do it. No, sure.
Whereas March 6th is Black Balloon Day, an annual event dedicated to recognizing and celebrating those who have lost their lives to substance overdoses. And whereas substance use disorder affects many millions of people and affects all social groups with no discrimination, whereas according to the National Center for Health Statistics, the NCHS, at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, over 90,000 Americans died from substance overdoses in 2024. Whereas it is proven that the more we talk about substance use disorder, the more we help remove the stigma around seeking out help. Whereas the Township of Nutley asks residents to recognize this day to not only display Black Balloon in memory of a lost relative or friend, but also use the day to open conversations about drug abuse. And therefore, be proclaimed by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that March 6th be declared Black Balloon Day in the Township of Nutley, and we pay solemn tribute to those lost to addiction and also encourage open conversation to support those suffering from addiction. Be it further proclaimed that the Nutley Department of Public Affairs and Health offers a free substance use disorder resource center for individuals seeking information regarding counseling, rehabilitation centers, emergency, non-emergency, inpatient, outpatient, self-help hotlines, mental health assistance, etc., will be able to obtain this collection of materials both digitally and in print. That's the proclamation. I want to add personally that, you know, one more life is too many to lose based on addiction. Commissioner Petracco and I are working together on this. It's not just a policing issue, but it's a health issue. It's a mental health issue. We have mental health services in the health department. We have addiction resource services in the health department. If you need help, there is no shame. This is a stigma-free town. Come and ask for it. If you don't feel comfortable going to the cops, come to the health department. If you don't feel comfortable going to the health department, feel more comfortable going to the cops, go to the police department. There is no shame in asking for help. Please, if you need help, come get it. It's there. It's available. Please seek out the help. I'll turn it over to Commissioner Petracco, and then I'll turn it over to you.
I would just like to applaud everybody in this room for coming out tonight and, you know, celebrating the people who have lost their life. And I could ask or make a statement of whose family does an addiction effect, right? It's in every single family, including mine. And, you know, you see that poor soul struggling through it, on the corner in the alleyway, in mansions and in poor areas, wherever that person is, because we all know that drugs and alcohol and any type of mental illness and addiction, that's the one thing that doesn't discriminate, for sure. And I just like to say that, you know, those people that people see, it's easy to pass judgment on them, right? But they don't want to be that way. That I know firsthand. They do definitely not want to be that way. So instead of people judging them, maybe you reach out and you find it in your heart or somebody else's heart to help them, because I could tell you firsthand, it is really hard to put that addiction away, you know, for people who use. So I just like to say God bless. My mother used to say this to me all the time. You know, people don't leave you ever on this earth. Look for them. You know where they'll be? Right in your heart. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a couple of thoughts. As one is that I think the board collectively is very proud that we actually designated Nutley as a stigma-free town initially. It's wonderful that the Public Affairs Department has taken a step forward in this very serious area. I know, Al, the police department not only has been active on the front line with this, but also on the early side by, you know, school intervention, you know, having relationships with kids to actually, you know, make sure that we try and cut it off. And I think probably, you know, aside from those that are addicted, today there are more and more influences out there where it's readily available to actually to get exposed to, and I'll use the word experimentation, give it a try, you know, see what it feels like. Which then leads to other things that are much more serious. I can, you know, relate that specifically in my own family, where my nephew was away at school as a freshman and actually spent a week at home because he went to a college party and thought it was the right thing to do because everybody was doing it, and wound up getting very sick and had to come home. It related to being exposed to something that was inside of a drink that he didn't know what was in it, and it actually had a very negative reaction. So I think not only should we be looking at, you know, overdose and addiction, but anything that we can do to put a brighter light on experimentation on the early side of intervention. And I know, Al, you've been after this, you know, God knows, I don't know how many years for this, but the more we can stay focused on that, I think the better our children are going to be. I'm saddened every time I hear about, you know, a radio call where somebody has to go out and they've had to, you know, Narcan, you know, somebody. I lost my niece from one of these incidents, and my cousin from one of these incidents. And I think it's ever present in everybody's lives. So always we need to stay focused on this.
I'd just like to commend both the Health Department and the Public Safety Department for taking this initiative and raising awareness. No one wants to be addicted to any substance, all right? It's a sickness. It's an illness. It's something that needs to be talked about. It's something that that our children need to be made aware of at a very young age so they know to stay away from it, all right? And like Al said, no one wants to be an addict. No one wants to be addicted to anything. So I just commend you on all your hard work, and however any of us can help, we always stand ready to jump in.
Yeah, for those of us who have lost a loved one to drugs and abuse, any kind of raising awareness is certainly something that we should do, and glad you guys are taking the lead on this. Thank you.
At this time, I'd like to bring up Sharon Baza, who is our director of our Addiction Resource and Recovery Center here in town.
Hi, everybody. My name is Sharon. and I'd like to welcome you here tonight. Black Balloon Day is a time where people come together to pay tribute to those who have been lost to an overdose. It involves uniting and advocating for overdose prevention. It's a powerful reminder of the importance of supporting an individual's struggle with addiction and working toward a future free from the devastation of overdose deaths. Addiction does not define a person. It just describes what a person has. A person's addiction represents only a very small part of that person's life. Addiction recovery is not easy, but it helps when a community understands and becomes actively involved. As the opioid epidemic in the U.S. has grown, the need for increased awareness and education around substance use disorder is so very important. Harm reduction is a set of practical strategies and ideas aimed at reducing negative consequences associated with drug use. The Department of Public Affairs and Health is always available to assist with harm reduction methods. We have a resource recovery center, as our mayor said, and all are welcome to stop by, pick up some literature, along with life-saving supplies to help in an overdose crisis. For all of those who have lost a loved one to this disease, please know in your heart that we stand with you, we support you, and we pray with you, and we pray for you as you travel your journey. May you always have hope and know in your heart that one day you will meet again. The white balloons behind me do represent the hope we must all keep in our hearts. Everyone with a black balloon or would like to stand and join us, would you please come to the center aisle and kind of make a line?
I have a black balloon and one of them join us as well.
I have no idea. No.
One, two, three.
James.
Aaron.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for being with us today. We are with you to support you. Please promise in this important conversation. We're not people here, our police departments here, and they are always available.
Okay, we have another proclamation on for this evening, and it's one to celebrate the 100 years, and it's 100 years to the day of the founding of Mount Carmel Church. I want to recognize them for their service to this community for 100 years now. This proclamation declares March 4th, 1925, the 100th anniversary of the founding of Our Lady of Mount Carmel Church. We declare this day of remembrance to honor the 100 years of service and faithful witness to the Nutley community and beyond. Whereas originally the church was built to serve the small Polish community and was located on Franklin Avenue. Whereas a new church, as constructed on the corner of Prospect Street and Harrison Street in 1949, known as the Little Church on the Hill. Whereas the current church mission statement is as follows: our mission as a holy parish is to communicate and celebrate the life and spirit of Jesus by our words and actions in order to build the dynamic, loving, caring, outreaching community of faith. Whereas the centennial theme is a century of faith, love, and community through Mary. And therefore it be proclaimed that the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, declare March 4th, 2025, the 100th anniversary of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. So proclaimed. I just want to add, Father Alex is the pastor there now. I know he was originally previously at Holy Family. He hasn't been there the full 100 years, but I do want to congratulate him and his community and wish him another 100 years of continuing to success. And I hope he's here in 100 years to get the 200-year anniversary proclamation. Anyone else want to say any? Okay. All right. Is anyone here from Mount Carmel? We'll get them a copy of this proclamation. Make sure I didn't skip anything. I see we have a shade tree report, Commissioner Tucci.
Yes, I have a shade tree report for the month of February 2025.
Thank you. Bills, Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. Bill list for March 4th, 2025. Public Affairs, $118,342.03. Revenue and Finance, $2,927,259.63. Public Safety, $65,585.50. Public Works, $155,418.39. Parks and Public Property, $1,515,087.32. Water and Sewer Utility, $51,066.57. Payroll as of February 28, 2025, regular payroll total, $965,726.51. Overtime payroll total, $114,477.64. Total payroll, $1,080,204.15, for a grand total of $5,912,963.59.
Move the bills.
Second.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Kelly.
Aye.
And that's it for bills, Mayor.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. At this time, we have public comment on agenda items only. This is public comment on agenda items only. If you wish to be heard on agenda items only, please approach the microphone and state your name for the record.
Evening. My name is Kyle Peabody. I'm a resident taxpayer and ratepayer in the Sewer and Water Commission. I see on tonight's agenda there's a motion to move back almost $600,000 that was not expended in the Water and Sewer Commission from the last year. I live at the Gateway Condominiums in Nutley, down River Road. We've been in contact with the board on numerous occasions. I sent an email to the Water and Sewer Commission and the entire board on January 9th. I did receive a response from Sal Ferreira, who I understand is one of the directors there. It was a very kind response on January 10th, saying it was under review. I followed up via phone on January 30th. I sent letters via certified U.S. mail January 24th and January 31st. I sent additional emails January 24th, February 19th, and February 21st to all of you. I use read receipts, so I know at least some of you got them. I haven't received any response to any of those. Gateway is billed at the commercial rate. It's a residential structure. You all have my emails which highlight all of this, so I won't waste all our time, but it's an entirely residential structure. The entire community is paying double the residential rate because we're being billed at the commercial rate. As far as I can tell, there's no other municipality in the entire tri-state region that bills commercial rates at twice the residential rates for water and sewer. I don't know why they made that. You guys made that decision. That's your prerogative. But it did seem interesting to me that there's some municipalities where there's a slight upcharge for commercial. I can see where that would be. But double seems a bit excessive. We're also clearly not a commercial property. We're entirely residential. Many of our residents are seniors, fixed income, lower income. We're definitely one of the more affordable areas in town. This is our HOA, which manages the entire facility and property. Our total budget's about $400,000 a year. Just these bill increases this past July increases our annual budget by about $120,000. So for the average unit there, it's about a $3,000 a year increase for water and sewer that we were already receiving and paying for, and that the town advertised as a way to be more fair. So I don't see how there's any fairness in this deal. I don't understand why we're unable to get a response. I know I'm not the only one who's reached out. I'm disappointed we have to come to a public meeting to be able to address you directly to have this brought up. I think it's embarrassing for the town, and frankly, I think it's a sideway to continue to push away affordable units like ours. We're not regulated affordable housing. We're not any of those Section 8 or anything like that. It's all privately owned, and it's not a co-op. It's not owned by some corporation, apartments. They're all individual units. It's just because they were built in the 60s, the town only put in 3 water mains to it instead of 94 or however many units we have. It's completely unreasonable, everyone will believe, to re-put in 94 meters now. So the only ask is that the town respond and be reasonable in this situation. And based off of the fact that apparently there's $600,000 extra, I'm guessing there's other groups in town that are similarly situated to ours, and I don't think that's fair for them either. So I hope that the board will really take a look at this with the Water and Sewer Commission and address this in an appropriate way, so that the bottom line is we're going to have people moving out of their units probably at short sales because they can't afford these bills. $3,000 just for water and sewer you're already using. So hope you can bring this to your attention. Thank you.
Thank you. And we certainly don't want anyone moving out of their properties. I will turn this over to Commissioner Scarpelli for comment.
Mr. Peabody, thank you for your comments. And as Mr. Ferraro, who works for me, did respond as far as it's under review, and it is under review. We're looking at the ordinance. I can say that anything over 5 families and above is being billed at that tiered rate. So it's not just your complex, it's any multifamily complex that's over 5 families. Some of the issues that we found is without individual meters, it's very difficult to even see if there's leaks in, I don't know how many units are down at Gateway, but we won't know if there's any leaks because there's not individual meters there, so it's hard to tell how much of that water is being used. A multifamily dwelling also puts in more waste, more chemicals, than a 1, 2, or 3, 4 family home. So I want you to look at all, you know, we're looking at it, and it's under review, but that's some of the reasons that there's that tiered rate.
I just would add the resolution tonight is not a refund. It's actually canceling balances that were unnecessary because if we didn't cancel them, we'd actually have a deficit in the utility and we'd have to, through the operating budget, contribute that $590,000 that we're canceling tonight. So in the transition, it was a bit of over budgeting that we needed to cancel. And so it's not. It's not that we have money that we collected, it's just expenses that we didn't have to pay. If we had to pay, we would actually have a deficit. Sorry. My mic is on.
Yeah,
that's fine. So, Mrs. Bosley, I'm sorry, can you hear me now? Okay, maybe you can move forward too. What I'm canceling tonight is not money that we collected as a refund, canceling appropriation balances because we did not collect enough money to pay those bills. Fortunately, we did not need the money, so I'm canceling it out to bring the books into balance. So if you think about it very simply, is that if you had collected $100, if you had budgeted $100 and you collected $60, right, we would have to add in $40 for a real budget. However, it wasn't a correct budget, so I'm able to cancel those balances out, which avoids the deficit. If I don't do that, then we have to contribute that $590,000 out of the operating budget, which is the equivalent of $59 per household. So I'm canceling it out to basically bring the utility back into balance because it has to equal. So it's just basically an accounting mechanism. So I did, Mr. Peabody, I heard you. It's not the money we collected that's being refunded. It's just basically a budgeting error that needs to be corrected, because the rates did not accommodate the collecting that amount of money. So that's all I was trying to explain. We are looking at changes to the ordinance. I know there's a draft change is coming. I don't know what all those changes will be, but I would think in the next couple of weeks there will be a revised ordinance coming out. Everything, and one of the things that's really clear, the sewer bill, which was $4.2 million last year in total, we received a new bill for 25, which was $4,700,000+. So it went up, you know, quite a bit of money. So while we have those sewer increases, one of the challenges we have is how do we figure out the, and I agree with you, fairness and equity, trying to figure that out and get as close as we can to it. However, it does run the risk that once you get done making all of the adjustments, because people have said, oh, I use a garden hose, right, but I don't even get a credit for a garden hose, or my sprinkler doesn't give me enough of a credit. There's everything that people are raising to try and lower that bill. We make all those corrections, which all of them, as we identify them, will be made. The net result will be an increase in the rate. The rate will have to go up because we have to pay that bill. And so we have to make sure that the rates, we'll make sure that over the course of the year, we collect the sewer bill, which that one item alone went up quite a bit.
And that's not under our control?
No, we get a bill. We get a bill. It's just a bill in the mail. And what does it relate to? The processing of the sewage for the town, the chemical treatments that are required, the EPA requirements that are associated with that, but also people, you know, today, and we're all suffering with this. Way back when, we could look at 9/11, right, and how terrible that was, but many of our utilities, you know, the electric utilities, water utilities, gas utilities, sewer utilities, everybody had to increase their bonding to reinforce their facilities against a threat, right? Whether or not that threat has materialized or could materialize, that's what they did. All that bonding is being paid for by us taxpayers, and it comes to us in the form of a bill. We don't set the rate. The rate is set by the Public Utility Commission, and we just get a bill for it. So it's just a function of the reality of the life we're in.
Thank you, commissioners. Does anyone else wish to be heard on agenda items only this evening? Right now we're doing public comment on agenda items only. If you wish to be heard, please approach the microphone and state your name for the record. Seeing none, we'll move on to Board of Commissioner announcements. Commissioner Evans?
Nothing for me.
Good, Mayor.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
I have nothing, Mayor.
I just have one thing to say tonight, and it was regarding our celebration tonight, and I didn't do it before, so excuse me, Mayor. I just want to thank Sharon Basso, too, for putting this together and your health department. It really fills a void in people's hearts, and what you guys are doing is really God's work, so thank you.
Yes, thank you, Sharon, and also thanks Sam Corella from your department, who is instrumental in putting it together as well. As many of you know, this month is Women's History Month, and we have an extensive slate of events to celebrate this month, starting with our kickoff at the Nutley Museum on Monday, March 10th. Then we have a host of events. Be on the lookout for them through our communications throughout the month, and I'll update you periodically on those events. Any others I should announce? Yeah, okay. There's going to be a lot later in the month, but this Saturday is March 8th, is International Women's Day, Women's History Day. So everyone has someone in their life who's a woman, so make sure you honor and thank them this month. Moving on. We have No ordinance introductions. We do have an ordinance on for its second reading, and this is will be read by me on behalf of the entire Board of Commissioners. And this is an ordinance by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex governing residential and non-residential development fees. It's a rather extensive ordinance, and so I will just open a public hearing on the ordinance as written and published in the our official publications. So I'll at this time I'll move to open the public hearing. Seeing none, I move to close.
I need a second. Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. And I move the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. We have seven resolutions on for this evening, starting with Commissioner Evans.
Thank you, Mayor. Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Treasurer be and is hereby authorized to refund overpayment of property taxes in the amount of $23,630.47 for the lot and block listed in the resolution. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco? Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Whereas after a comprehensive review of the budget appropriation of the Township's combined water and sewer utility has been determined that certain balances are no longer needed and should be canceled as of December 31st, 2024. And whereas these budgeted accounts have been reviewed by Ms. Zavacci and Company, the Township's independent auditing firm, who concur that these balances can be canceled. And whereas NJSA 48:4-60 allows a governing body to formally cancel said balances so that the unexpended balance may be credited to a reserve for the accounts and the amounts listed in here for a total of $590,000. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that in accordance with NJSA 48:4-60, the above unexpended balances totaling $590,000 are hereby canceled as of December 31st, 2024. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Whereas the Department of Revenue and Finance in the Township has a need for specialized accounting services to assist the Chief Financial Officer from time to time throughout 2025 as a non-fair and open process pursuant to NJSA 1944A 20.4 or 20.5 as appropriate, whereas Bartlett, she goes by D, by the way, licensed certified municipal finance officer, has submitted a proposal to provide these services beginning March 4th through December 31st, 2025 at an hourly rate of $100 for a total cost not to exceed $20,000. Whereas Ms. Bartlett possesses the requisite knowledge and experience to provide these services to the Township as determined by the Revenue and Finance Commission. And whereas Ms. Bartlett has completed and submitted the business entity disclosure certification that certifies that she has not made a reportable contribution to a political or candidate committee in the Township in the previous 1 year, and that the contract will prohibit her from making any reportable contributions through the term of the contract. Whereas funds are available in account 501-208-200, which has been certified by the Chief Financial Officer subject to the adoption of the 25 municipal budget. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Commissioner of Revenue and Finance and the Municipal Clerk are hereby authorized to enter into a contract with Ms. Bartlett for specialized accounting service for the period beginning March 4th, 2025 through December 31st, 2025 at an hourly rate of $100, not to exceed $20,000. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Tucci?
Yes, whereas the Department of Parks and Public Property determined due to unforeseen circumstances the families had to cancel participation in programs that we offer, and whereas the Department of Parks and Public Property has determined a need to refund the families, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the treasurer be and is hereby authorized to refund payments for recreation programs in the amounts listed below to our neighbors at 91 Whitford Avenue for K2 hoops in the amount of $120 for the 2025 year. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
That's all I have.
Thank you, Commissioner. And Commissioner Scarpelli, I see you have no resolutions this evening.
No resolutions tonight, Mayor.
Thank you. Commissioner Petracco?
Thank you. Whereas the sealed bids for surplus vehicles no longer in use by the township were received and opened on Wednesday, February 12, 2025, and whereas Jersey One Auto Sales, Inc., 495-497, Tunnelly Avenue, Jersey City, New Jersey, and Liberty Motors, Inc., 1705-1707, Kennedy Boulevard, Jersey City, New Jersey, were the highest bidders for the vehicles listed below. It was a 2004 F-550 and 1991 Ford two-door pickup. Now, therefore, it be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the surplus items listed above sold to the highest bidders, Jersey One Auto Sales, Inc., and Liberty Motors, Inc., and the Township Clerk is hereby authorized to accept payment and release the vehicle's titles to the purchasers.
I move the resolution. Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
This next resolution that I have, Mayor, is very, very lengthy, so I'm going to give a little summary of it before we vote on it. This gives us the ability in the police department to use, to buy any federal, to purchase any federal properties that is usually used, by the way, in case something comes up. We did purchase off this one time in all these years a truck for the floods. So this is what the purpose of this resolution is. So a resolution authorizing the Township of Nutley through the Nutley Police Department to participate in the Defense Logistics Agency Law Enforcement Support Office 1033 program to enable the Nutley Police Department to request and acquire excess Department of Defense equipment. I move it.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. I have one resolution on for this evening. Whereas the Department of the Treasury Division of Taxation has provided a tax clearance certificate to licensee listed below and said license is qualified to be licensed according to all standards established by New Jersey statutes annotated Title 33 and regulations promulgated thereunder, as well as pertinent local ordinances and conditions consistent with Title 33 for the establishment listed below for this renewal period, and whereas the establishment has been inspected by the Board of Health, Fire Department, Code Enforcement Department, and the Police Department of the Township of Nutley and is in satisfactory condition, and therefore it be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the renewal of the plenary retail consumption licenses with broad package privileges can be granted to the following licensee effective July 1st, 2024 through June 30th, 2025. Be it further resolved that the municipal clerk hereby is hereby authorized to sign and issue a license certificate for the licensing period of July 1st, 2024 through June 30th, 2025. Liquor license number 0716-32-020-011. GLL Group LLC, trading as Bella Luce. License premises 507 Franklin Avenue. Plenary consumption license with broad package privilege. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. At this time, we will open the meeting up for public comment on any item you wish to bring before the board. If you wish to bring any item before the board, please approach the microphone and state your name for the record.
I don't know if I'm being redundant, but this is about the water and sewage as well, because it's difficult to hear you people up here, honestly. But I had somebody, we went through these water bills, and from what we can ascertain, we were paying $4.04 a unit before, and now we're paying $4.59 a unit, or whatever you call it, for water. And that's 55 cents an addition. Also, we were paying $9 for insurance on piping, and now we're paying $10.50. It was very nice to sneak that in when you raised the bill. Also, I have some bills where I'm paying more for storage than I'm paying for water. How is that possible? And where on my tax bill can you show me, since I'm paying storage on these bills, where can you show me that it was deducted from my taxes, since we were paying it before?
So we certainly didn't sneak anything in, and I'll turn it over to both.
Well, nobody, we never got a letter saying that you were raising anything, that you were, you know, going to raise the tax, not the tax, but the insurance on the piping or whatever it's called.
Well, I'll let Commissioner Evans and Commissioner Scarpelli speak on that.
You know, it's really, I have hearing aids, and I can't even hear you.
Sure, I'll speak louder. I'll let Commissioner Evans or Commissioner Scarpelli speak on that, whoever wishes to go first.
I'll go first. Ms. Spaza, I do want to express my condolences to you on the loss of your husband.
Thank you.
You know, as the mayor said, we didn't sneak anything in. You know, we had public hearings on this. The ordinance was changed. It was taken out of tax bill. I'll let Commissioner Evans explain that. The water and sewer are two different bills based on what we get charged for water through our purveyors, Sag Valley Water, North Water, and North Jersey Water, in addition to our employees that are working in the water department. The sewer, as Commissioner Evans explained before, we get a bill from Passaic Valley for $4.6 million. We have to pay that, and we divided that up, not us, but our auditors, on the initial level. We've only been doing this for 6 months, you know, so we took an educated guess at what the rate should be to pay those bills. And looks like, you know, we fell a little short last year because of some things we didn't consider. And so that rate may have to be adjusted, especially as we change the ordinance going forward. But certainly it was to make it more equitable based on usage rather than based on property values. And that was the reason that, one of the big reasons that we changed it.
So are you saying that your whatever bill you get, you're dividing it or however you do it? It's not
in
how
the
much
big,
I use,
big,
it's how much you determine we should
No. It's how much you use based on your water consumption. But that's also, it has to look at what we have to pay Passaic Valley Sewage to treat that sewage. So basically water in, water out to determine what you're using, right? So somebody who has a house that has a big family of five, they're going to use more water and produce more sewage, so they're going to pay more. Somebody with a house that has, you know, two empty nesters in it, they're going to pay less because they're using less water. But at the end of the day, whatever we collect, we have to pay Passaic Valley Sewage Commission the $4.6 million.
Well, how was it possible that before, when we were paying it in our taxes, you were able to meet the bill, and now you have to charge us extra?
Because it was taken, I'll let Commissioner Evans explain it. It was taken out of your tax bill.
I'm sorry?
It was taken out of your tax bill. You're not paying for sewage. You're not paying that $4.6 million out of your... again, maybe not a rebate, but your taxes didn't go up as much as they could have.
So, Ms. Baza, just to echo what Commissioner Scarpelli had said, and I'm trying to speak louder because I tend to speak softer, but just raise up your head if you can't hear me. We did remove half the cost of what the sewer utility would have to operate with, both the sewer bill as well as the operating costs, which would include the salary and wages of the people that work in that area, the insurance costs associated with that, the pension costs. All those costs have to go into there. What we did last year was we estimated what that half of that bill would be and transfer that to the utility. because I was concerned that we would not collect all the revenue that we needed to collect because it was a startup, I reduced part of the benefit coming out by $513,000 to cover our revenue billing shortfall, which I'm grateful that we did because we actually did have a transitional issue with billings, because as Commissioner Scarpelli said, we're only operating six months. There is a presentation of the budget presented last year online, which lays out and shows what our total expenditures were for the year and how much was transferred out of the budget for the sewer utility. Unfortunately, last year we had an increase in the taxes to everybody because other costs went up far greater than the transfer out of the money to the sewer utility. So you would think that the budget would go down, which it did. Half the cost went down last year for the transfer out to the sewer utility. However, other costs went up quite a bit and completely offset that. And as Joe mentioned, that while we had an increase last year of, I think it was around $83 or $87, I don't remember off the top of my head, but it was below $100. If we didn't transfer out what we would have transferred out, that increase would have been well over $250. So we were, by the transfer out, the property tax increase was lower last year, but it was an increase. It did not go down.
But in essence, you really raised our taxes.
Didn't raise them.
It's not called tax, but it's a tax because we have to pay it.
So. So all those costs were in the regular operating budget. So if we left them in there, then your taxes, your tax increase would have been for the average house paying about $12,500 in taxes. That the municipal increase would have been over $250 on that one house. By taking this out, it was only 87.
You're chasing us out of this town, I'll tell you. Little by little, I don't mean you personally, but little by little, you're chasing us out of this town because we can't afford to live here anymore. And I was born and raised in this town, but I just can't.
Mr. Baz, I understand that. I appreciate
that. The older you get, the harder it gets.
It is hard. I agree with you. But please go online. And also,
we don't need to put Christmas trees in front of the town hall, all this nonsense, and, you know, change. Everything has to change. Why can't things just stay as they are? As long as they're useful and they're okay, leave it the way it is.
Yeah,
you know, people like myself on a fixed budget, it's really difficult to live here.
I truly appreciate that, Mrs. Baza, more than you know. I've worked very hard.
I'm the only one. Lots of people complain, but they don't come here to
Are you part of the property tax freeze program?
Pardon?
Are you part of the New Jersey Property Tax Freeze Program?
Well, how come other towns in New Jersey have much lower tax rates?
Nutley's not high by
it's
comparison.
Not?
No, in Essex County, no, absolutely not. Sometimes I get fooled too, but it's certainly not. But I do. No, it's not, because I pay more than that. But Mrs. Baza, it's an important question, please. If you are not a member of the New Jersey Property Tax Freeze Program and you're over 65 years old, which you may be, I'm not sure, right? Well, 65 years old, and you earn less than $163,000 a year, you're eligible to have your taxes frozen. But there's a new program this year that says, if you're already in the freeze program, there's a new program that's called the Stay New Jersey program, which actually is a new benefit that will be paid in 26. If I could answer that question, I would have accepted the job as the New Jersey State Treasurer. But unfortunately, you can't fix what's broken. But the answer is there is a new program for seniors that increases the benefit. It says if you're collecting through the anchor program and the freeze program less than $6,500 and you make less than $500,000 a year, this year there's a new application which maybe might be a benefit for you. And if that is a benefit for you, please stop by and see my tax collector. She'll help you through it. It will help you do that. You don't need to do that.
For the tax freeze, what's the amount of money that you
$163,000 from all sources. Mrs. Rubino, today we have over 2,000 homes in Nutley are part of the freeze program, and because of the new program, more seniors will participate. More, many more.
And I just would like to add that a lot of those cost increases that Commissioner Evans spoke about are costs well beyond our control. They're costs set by the state, or as Commissioner Evans mentioned earlier this evening, the bill from PVSC went up from $4 to $4.6 million. So these are costs that we can't control. It's just the nature of living in New Jersey. These costs are rising, especially with the inflation going on. Anyone else wishing to be heard on public comment?
Hi there. My name is Matt. I live up on Highfield Lane. I stopped by late last year just as a volunteer with Voter Choice New Jersey. We're advocacy organization looking to spread awareness of ranked choice voting in municipalities around the state. Last year, Maplewood, South Orange, and Montclair all adopted resolutions supporting ranked choice voting, and this is important because we want to show the state government that they should empower municipalities to adopt ranked choice voting. It's used in New York City. We'll see it in the mayoral elections, used in the Oscars. It proves to be broadly popular across the political spectrum. Helps reduce toxic partisanship in elections because constituents can rank their choices, and it reduces the need for costly runoffs. I have several little cards with QR codes, more information. I hope to be at the farmers market this spring, spreading some more information. I'd be happy to leave some of these with each of you and hopefully have the chance to maybe work on a resolution for Nutley.
Sure, you can leave it with the clerk.
Yeah, of course. Let me grab a couple. Thanks.
You can approach and... Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
Good evening. Nick Lasori, I'm at 35 Walter Street, Nutley, New Jersey. Another month. Another payment, another meeting with Mr. Bruno, another course for me with my lawyer. Last time I was here, I was directed by the commissioners, meet with Mr. Bruno, let's put this to rest finally. Obviously, you know, nothing has been put to rest. Now I wonder, you know, I don't... Okay.
You may not want to hear this,
but I lost faith in a lot of things, a lot of people. I don't want to bash my lawyer because now I'm at the point I wonder, some individuals up here, are they really coming after me? It makes me wonder. I invited once again Carl Lordi, Lee Ritacco. If Dave Dotsoe was alive, he would be here as well. Just to once again reiterate to all of you how this nightmare that I'm living started. All these men, you all know well. I know Carl gave the convocation for one or two of you at your fundraisers. Everyone knows Dave Dotsoe. I believe you all know Louis Ritacco. I don't think any of them have any hard feelings towards you or me. I don't think anyone of them would lie for me, especially Carl, who's a pastor. Okay? I cannot emphasize again, and this will be the last time I come here, okay? I can't emphasize, again, this nightmare I'm living, okay? So, I got a few questions to start with, if you don't mind. Or a few things I want to bring to light again. Ordinance number 3439, introduced by Mayor Scarpelli. If you don't remember this ordinance, okay, it was the chapter 349, flood damage prevention. Page 11, section A, bullet point 3, it clearly states that the responsibility of the flood administrator is to inform anyone who's going for permit whether or not a piece of property is in a floodway. Clear as day. Mr. Scarpelli, do you recall this ordinance? Okay. Well, it was introduced by you. Probably, you know, all good, you know, intentions. It was approved by most of you, Mayor Kelly. I don't think you were here during that time. It's clear as day that this order says that the flood administrator was to inform me whether or not this land was in a floodway. Unfortunately, and I don't believe purposely, he made a mistake. I'm going to reiterate again that your township engineer that you guys paid for wrote a report regarding this property. In this report, he too never mentioned floodway, but just was clear that this property was in a flood zone and approved for a one-family house. I want to turn my attention to Commissioner Evers. Commissioner Evers, why did you run for office? Can you just elaborate shortly, or what was your purpose of serving the people in Nutley? What made you run for office?
I'm just going to, all questions to be addressed to me as the okay. Chair of the board, and if appropriate, I'll refer to the appropriate commission.
I just want to know, I'm not attacking you right now, but what was your purpose of running for office?
If you pick up any of my campaign literature, it lays it well out. My expertise is in financial areas, and I thought that I can contribute to the town in a positive way.
Okay, and I believe that was your purpose. In your department, okay, you're in charge of the building, the construction department, correct?
Yes.
Are you aware of the process of getting a permit, a building permit to build a home?
Mr. Arama, I am going to caution you on your line of questioning. You're allowed to make a comment. Okay. You're not allowed to interrogate the commissioner.
Well, I'm not interrogating.
And I'm doing it not as a request. Mm-hmm. It's a warning.
I want to jump in because we're happy to have anyone come up okay. during the public comment stage of the meetings. It's good to, you know, be a good citizen and see okay. how government runs. But this is not going to be an exercise where we're going to ask questions.
I can ask questions. I'm a citizen. I pay taxes. Listen, I have not been disrespectful at all. I'm not disrespecting you. I'm just trying to lead to a point.
But I just want to save you okay. time because I have instructed all of the commissioners not to discuss this
okay.
matter because there's pending litigation. So I
okay.
have to ask questions.
Well, I'm going to ask you anyway because I have the right to do so. Okay? And if you refuse not to answer, then shame on you. Then you should be sitting up there. We're not brave enough to answer questions. So anyway, I wasn't trying to be disrespectful. I don't know. Maybe you're taking it personally. Maybe you have something to hide. Who knows? But let me just explain to you the process. When you go for a building permit in the township of Nutley, you have to submit plans. Okay, the plans are reviewed. Okay. You know, are you familiar with the code fees in Nutley? I mean, is he allowed to answer that? No.
Yeah, I know what the fees are.
Okay. Code fees, Hudson soil. Are you familiar with all that?
Hudson soil, no. But code fees,
well,
yes.
These are things that you need to get when you build a house in this township. Okay. These things will never, ever be requested if a property is unbuildable. There's no need to do it. There's no need to submit plans. There's no need to get engineering reports, okay? I have canceled checks. I got checks made out to the township. Code fee, HEPA fee, permit fee, that the township made me pay because they thought that this property was buildable. I just can't see how you guys don't see this. How the township, you know, I believe the township is really extremely liable. The negligence that happened, not purposely, has destroyed me. okay? And I don't understand why you're taking it personally. I'm just trying to tell you, you know, like, I mean, do you not recognize it? Do you not recognize this? That the township made me do A to Z when I didn't have to do anything because a lot was supposed to be unbuildable? That the township made me revise my permits? That the township made me hire an engineer? That the township paid a township engineer to review my plans to give me the okay, only to tell me 2 months later no? I mean, is this not like, I don't get it. Does no one not recognize this?
Mr. Ariema, you're out of time, but I do want to say that, you know, I've worked with Commissioner Evans for a number of years now. While we may not always see eye to eye, I don't think it's appropriate to insinuate that he has something to hide. You know, you're in litigation with the town. The town is free to take its position. You're free to take your position. And Mr. Bruno can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe we've offered you to come to mediation, and we're happy to sit at the table and talk about what would make this situation right and if there's any fault to make it right.
And I believe that we met a month ago.
Well, that was just a meeting with your attorney, with our attorney, but I believe we've offered to come to mediation, have a neutral arbiter to take a look at this and say if and where there's fault.
Well, again, you guys are the leaders of this township, okay? You took an oath to do the right thing. I just can't see, like, again, it takes one of you to make a motion, two of you to agree to settlement, and I'm done. The nightmare with this township is done.
If I may, Mayor, I think that's what the mayor's saying, Nick, is that, you know, they're taking a step, going through an exercise, and maybe that there could be some kind of resolution on this, you know?
Right, and especially having it come from a neutral person, because you've come here several times and you've talked about your history with many of these commissioners, when I say these commissioners, many of us, and it looks like there could be some sort of untoward dealing going on, where if we go to a neutral arbiter and the neutral arbiter says this would be a fair settlement for this matter, it gives us the appropriate, I guess, backdrop to say, you know, there's, and to prove to the town that there is no unfair dealing going on.
You know, I respectfully disagree. You guys are the leaders of this township. Like I told all of you, every time you cast a vote, whether you say yes, you're going to upset the no. Whether you say no, you're going to upset the people that want yes. I'm just asking you, as elected officials, to, you know, to recognize this and make a decision what you think is right. Okay? I can't, again, if this was your son and daughter up here, this would never have gone 2.5 years. Okay? Never. This would have been done already. I mean, if I could have just 2 more minutes of your time, and then I'll stop.
Can you wrap it up in one? Well, you already twice exceeded the limit. Just get to the point and.
I didn't feel pressure, but you know what? I just like I said, I have a lot of things that I've done and able to build in this township, to build a home. And again, the process of building a home is A to Z. Nothing made me do almost A to Z. I stopped at Z. Only to tell me, you know, 2.5 months, 3 months later, oops, we made a mistake. You can't build here. It's in the floodway. Again, I cannot, again, reiterate, 3 people that all of you know well came to this township to inquire about this land for me to purchase. All these people were told the same thing. It's a buildable lot. Yes, you could build there. It's zone R1. I mean, you guys, the township, Mr. Evans, you know, went to buy something, you get a CO. The township gave me a CO that clearly says it's only an R1 building. I mean, why did the township give me the CO if I couldn't build on it? And I guess, you know, let me close it this way. I could just stop talking. I mean, I hope this is a teachable moment for you, Mr. Evans, as the leader of this department, to say, listen, guys, you made a mistake here, okay? Not everyone that works for your department lives in Nutley. I'm a Nutley guy, okay? My brothers live here. My children live here. We have a business in town. This is a teachable moment for you to say, let's sit down. Where did we mess up here? This should never happen to anyone ever again. I don't know, have you done that yet? Or it just, it doesn't, like, I don't get it. I mean, it's just, it, I don't know. Again, I sat in that seat. I ran for council years ago. I don't know, maybe I'm different. But if this ever happened on my watch, I would be sitting down in my department saying, listen, we need to fix what's wrong. We put this poor guy and his family through hell. And I can assure you, I'm pretty sure that nothing has been done about this since this happened to me. I don't know. Just any comments?
Like I said, we all feel for you. We all
feel for the unfortunate situation. I can't even talk right now. My lips are getting chapped. I mean, 2.5 years to do the right thing.
This is, like I said, this is an unfortunate situation. And as our attorney has said, the quickest resolution is to go to mediation. Otherwise, it's going to take a lot longer process to draw this out through discovery and depositions and the whole nine yards.
And if I could show you my phone right now, I'm going off of my attorney. I'm like, let's go to mediation. It costs money. It costs $10,000. I don't care. I pay $1,700 a month. I could pay for mediation 10 times over already. Okay? And like I said, I feel trapped with this guy. Okay? But I don't need to go to mediation. Here are my mediators right here. Marl, anything?
No, I can't talk about it.
You can do anything you want, Marl. And you know my character.
I do.
Al?
I said what I said before. I mean, I think it's a good first step.
Oh, first step. How many first steps am I going to take?
No, well, I mean, this could, in my opinion, and I'm not a lawyer, but I think it could resolve an issue. So, I mean, you know what? I think move it along.
I'm trying.
The benefit of a mediator is that they'll be able to independently tell us if we're wrong, or they'll independently tell you if we're wrong, or they'll independently tell us we're both wrong or both right, and try and beat us up to get to an agreement.
Mr. Pally, any comment? I mean, I know, but 2.5 years of advice, and I'm still on step one. And I hope when you leave here, Doc, that you review your ordinance and say, oh, this kid's right. We have an ordinance here. And it clearly says the flood administrator is responsible for telling me whether or not it's in the floodway. It wasn't my responsibility. And he dropped the ball. And I respectfully ask you just to look over tonight. And maybe when you read it, Doc, you'll be like, hey, come on, guys. This kid's right. We kind of screwed up. Just take some accountability.
Thank you, Mr. Ariema. Anyone else wishing to be heard on public comments? Seeing none. We don't have a need for executive session, correct, Mr. Bruner? Our next meeting is going to be the budget workshop tomorrow at 10 a.m. Our next regular meeting will be March 18th. At this time, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Evans. Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
The time is 8:18.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.
So, Mario, you want to be here?
I don't know.